Namaskar, and welcome to this gentle yoga practice. We're going to begin in a standing posture. So get yourself on your mat, standing tall, lifting the 10 toes, and then gently letting them spread down into the earth, squeezing through the calves, through the thighs, through the glutes, drawing those hips forward, navel in, rise up through the sternum. Roll the shoulders up and back, accentuating that lordosis in the lumbar region, that small curvature in the back. Taking the chin back towards you so that you have a nice line from the tailbone right up through the crown. You can flare the arms out away from the hips, palms facing forward. And gaze out as far as the eye can see, all the way across the cosmos. And then close the eyes and see equally far, deep, deep, deep within. Lengthen the respirations. And just come into a perfect stance of equipoise and balance and serenity. Soaking up every morsel of the breath. Relax the hands by the sides. Open the eyes and come into a natural standing position. This first part's just going to be a little bit of balance, not much, just a little bit. And so if you feel like you'd like to be near a wall or be near a railing or have a chair by your side, that's perfectly fine. Let's lift the right foot off the mat just by bending that right knee and wiggle the toes a little bit. That's it. And then roll the ankles, that right ankle. And gently bend that right knee. And then straight leg it without weight bearing on the right leg. And make a big circle around with that right leg as if you're just kind of sweeping. You can take two or three circles around just from the hip. Just get a nice revolution all the way around. And then dropping that right foot down into the earth. Let's bring the left up. Wiggle the toes. That's it. Rolling the ankle a bit. Bending the knee. Make it nice and fluid. And then straight leg it without weight bearing on the left leg. And start making nice big sweeping circles with the entire leg. Working out that ball and socket joint of the hip. And then you can bring that left leg back down. Now let's start rolling those shoulders. You can start going front to back, or if you started going front back to front, that's okay. And just go one direction. Gain those highs and lows. So highs means almost touching the bottom of the ear, and lows mean totally released. And then switch, take it the opposite direction. Good. And then relax the shoulders nice and low. Now let's take that left hand around the back to the right hip and bring the right arm up above the left ear and tug. You're just getting a side bend of the cervical spine, drawing that right ear towards the right shoulder. And you're not dropping the chin to the shoulder. The chin is just stays pointing straight on in front. And then release that right hand, relax the left, bring that head up, drop the left ear towards the left shoulder, left arm up above the right ear, and that right arm floats around the back to the left hip. And you're just giving a little tug with the left arm, just tugging down left ear, left shoulder. And then gently release that left hand, relax the right by the side, lifting the head up. And on the exhale, drop the chin down to the sternum. And then gently inhale that chin up to a neutral level position. And then next inhale, chin up to the stars, head back. And then if it's comfortable for your neck, while the chin's in the sky, rotate it a quarter turn until that right ear comes around to the right shoulder. And then take it back to where you were, head back, chin to the sky. And on the exhale, quarter turn the other direction, left ear, left shoulder. And inhale back. So the crown is going back towards the spine, chin to the stars. And then draw that chin to neutral position. Wrap the hands behind the back of the head, interlink the fingers. And slowly weight the chin down towards the sternum. Wrapping the elbows forward. And open those elbows to the outside. Bring the chin up to a level position. Release the hands by the sides. And then squeeze those shoulders up to the ears. Engage, engage, squeeze. And release those shoulders down. Let's get the arms way up into the sky. So now you're just standing straight up into Ardha Hastasana or upward arm pose. You're pressing the feet into the earth. Chin is level. Palms are facing one another. Navel in and lift up along the whole sidewall of the torso. Just make yourself perfectly long and lengthened. And then interlink the fingers, pushing the palms up to the sky. And release and slow exhale, letting those hands come all the way around. Good. And circle those hands into heart center. Let's bring the ankles and knees into center. So you're standing nice and tight, inside of the ankles touching. And then open the arms nice and wide. So open them out so you're standing in a T-shape, palms facing forward. And we're going to drop down into a swan dive. Draw the breath in. And on the exhale, come on down into a swan dive, flat back, eyes down, crown forward. And and you're just maximizing the length of the spine. You're not drooping at all. You're extending energy out through the crown. You just get a nice, clean 90-degree bend right at the hips. And then lifting up out through the crown of the head, come back up to an upright position. Release the hands behind the back, fingers towards the spine. Palms pressed in at the low back, and inhale back into a back bend. Inhale, projecting the heart up to the sky. And even neutral space coming out of it. Draw those hands to heart center. Open the arms out to a T. Drop down into your swan dive. Exhale down into it. Make a nice flat back from the tailbone right out through the crown of the head. Eyes are down, crown is forward, navel in, wrap the muscles around the rib cage. And you might feel that, hopefully you're feeling that a little bit in the hamstring as well. Legs are lengthened. And then slowly inhale out of it, keeping that beautiful lengthened spine. And this time we'll keep the arms in a T-shape as we inhale back and just open up our whole being up towards the sky. And exhale upright, drop those hands by the sides. Good. And then inhale the arms up to the sky. This time the palms are facing. You're making yourself like a spire. So the arms are lengthened, fingertips towards the stars, palms are touching. And we'll go two times in the standing half moon. Take a deep inhalation. And exhale, perfect side bend over to the right side. All the air expelled. Hold it for 8 seconds. Inhale back to center. Take a rest breath. Good. One more inhale. And exhale over to the left side. And that bend starts at the navel, not at the shoulders. And you just bend over towards that left side, right from the navel, right out through the crown. Keeping the air out. And then inhale back to center. And just take it right over. Exhale over to the right side. Inhale up tall and exhale over left. You're keeping that top shoulder back, the arms lengthened, and a nice beautiful side bend massaging the whole torso. And inhale all the way on up. And draw those hands, circle around to heart center, and relax the hands by the sides. Let's get those feet hip width apart. Float the arms out in front, palms down, fingers extended. We're getting up into Talasana. Come up onto the ball of the feet, lift the heels off the mat, float the arms straight up to the sky. Good. Heels are still off as best you can. And then relax those hands down. Let the heels come down into the earth. Good. Ultimately, the hands come around by the sides. Good. And then just roll down into a standing fold. So now you're just rolling down towards the earth. You can have the knees bent, let the belly rest on the thighs, or you can lengthen the legs. So the feet are, you know, comfortable distance, you know, a few inches apart. And then let's bring those hands to the opposite elbow. So now you're cradling the head, and again, and you're just getting a nice deep hinge. Let's have the legs lengthened at this point, and sway that torso, just pendulum that torso side to side. And then relax, release the hands, let the arms drape towards the earth. And then slowly inhale up one vertebra at a time. If the knees are bent, you'll just lengthen the legs little by little as you roll all the way back on up. And you back up to a standing position. Let's get the body into a spire. Draw the arms way up to the sky. Bring those ankles and knees together nice and tall. Big inhale and exhale. On the next inhale, we're going back with it. Here we go. Inhale back. So eyes to the fingertips. Good back bend. Exhale upright. Circle those hands. Easy around heart center. And relax comfortably. Let's step the feet out to the wide edge of your mat. So you're still, the mat is still lengthened out in front of you, but now your feet are a little bit wider than hip width. And take the right hand behind the back to the opposite hip, and then sweep that left arm up to the sky and over top, and it's a nice, beautiful side bend. All the air expelled, hold for 8 seconds. Keep that left hip and shoulder back. Inhale up tall, letting that hand come down. Good. And then taking that left hand around the back to the right hip. And inhale, sweep that right arm up to the sky and across, this, up and over. And inhale upright and down. Circle those hands to heart center. Open the arms out wide. Feet are still mat width apart, with the outer edge of the foot lined up with the edge of the mat. And we're going to drop into a slightly wide angle swan dive. On the exhale, drop down, get the spine parallel to the earth. Nice opening to the heart. Good wingspan. Good core control. And whenever it's ready for you, just kind of relax the hands by the sides. And we're all going to meet up in table next. So how you get to table in the next few seconds, next few breaths, that's up to you. Maybe you walk forward and back and downward dog first. Maybe you use a chair to get yourself back down into table. So you see what suits you. And once we're down on all fours with the arms shoulder width apart, knees are hip width apart, and it's those four limbs are nicely perpendicular to the earth. So they're not too wide, they're not angled forward or back. It's a straight shot from the knee down, from the hip down through the knee. That whole femur bone is perfectly parallel, perfectly perpendicular to the mat, and the arms as well. And let's work into cat and cow. Exhale, round out that spine. Good, and then gently inhale, dropping the belly, peak the tailbone up and eyes up to the sky. And then you just alternate from one side to the other. You try and feel each and every vertebra move individually. It should not be blocky or cumbersome. Just get that nice, each and every vertebra working at its own rhythm. Good, just going from cat to cow and back again. And then we'll kind of close out this series here, and let's get that spine into a nice neutral flat space. And just bring that right leg back. Keep the heart square to the earth, the eyes down, right leg back. And then stack that right hip on the left hip, and right toes are facing to the right side of the room. And you're pressing out through the sole of the foot, getting a good hip and glute opener. And then come down into table, get that left leg back, stack that hip, left toes going to the left side of the room. Squeezing those leg bones, pressing out through the sole of the foot. And back down to table. Take a deep inhale. And then extend those arms out in front at an angle. Keep the hips above the knees. And just get that lengthened spine as you drop the forehead down into the earth. Known as puppy dog or uttan, shishonasan. You just forehead into the earth, arms out. So you're opening through the shoulders. You're opening through the spine. You're nurturing the neck. Take another deep inhalation. And on the exhale, you can drop those hips and thighs into the earth and get yourself into Sphinx pose. So this is a supported back bend. The elbows are shoulder width apart. Not too far forward. It's just an ideal balance for the low back stretching. If you have any pain here, you can just be in a different spot that suits you. And then let's go ahead, lower those hips down into the earth. And you're propped up into Sphinx posture. So the hips are set, chin is level, elbows parallel. And then slowly let those hands go back and arms back. Lower yourself into the earth. Bring the right cheek to the mat. Look to the left side. Let the shoulders roll into the earth. And then turn that head the other direction. Left cheek to the mat, look to the right side. Good. Then bring the hands on either sides of the sternum. We're going to get two rises into cobra. Secure those hips in, inhale, scoop up that torso so it's not blocky. You're not pushing up into a push-up. You extend out through the crown and lift up one vertebra at a time. Maybe you just go up a little bit, maybe you go up higher. And then let's exhale down. And we'll just keep the hands as is, right on either side of the sternum. And here we go. Inhale, scoop on up again. Heart is open. Shoulders are low. You're into cobra pose. And then lift those hips and come back into child, round it out. So hips are back onto the heels, brain is relaxed, calm and steady, mind is nice and serene. Just let yourself release down into the earth. In the next few breaths, come up out of table, out of child into table. And we'll work up into downward dog if you wish. Otherwise, you can do anything you'd like in table. If you'd like to do balancing table instead, that's fine. With the right arm forward and the left leg back, or left arm forward and the right leg back. And if you're in downward dog, you can experiment with whatever variations you'd like. This will be the only down dog of the practice. And anytime you're ready, drop down into table and take it back into a wide angle child's pose. So you let the toes touch and the knees out nice and wide. So you kind of open up that heart a little bit. Hands on either sides of the knees, lift up to the crown, and let's get those legs out across the earth. So you're coming into Dandasana, or staff pose, the hands on either sides of the hips, pressing up to the spine, up to the crown, getting nice and tall. Good. Now let's bring that left foot all the way up. So the sole of the left foot comes on the inside of the right thigh. So the left knee's dropped to the outside. And you're drawing that left heel in towards the tailbone. And the foot's flush to the inside of the right thigh. Draw the hands to heart center. Big inhale. And on the exhale, let's twist around to the left side. Right hand to the outside, the left knee, left hand behind the back. Chin is level, looking over the back shoulder. You're continuing to breathe in your twist. Inhale, come on back around, steady. Let that left leg go out, straight across the earth. Bring that right foot up, let that right knee drop to the outside. Inhale, hands to heart center, deep inhale. And on the exhale, left hand to the outside of the right knee or thigh and right hand behind the back and twist. It's good core engagement. You're lifting to the crown, shoulders level, and you are breathing. And inhale, coming on back around. And now let's get the feet to meet 50-50 into a diamond shape. Take a slight inhale. And on your exhale, drop down into Sphinx pose. Hands underneath the calves, around the sides of the feet, or palms down into the earth. And just drawing yourself down forward into a fold. Closing the eyes, letting the facial features relax, being still, relaxed, and calm. Inhale, withdraw, come on back up out of it. And let's let that right leg go all the way out. Bring the left foot flush to the inside of the right thigh. We're going to repeat this whole sequence. Spine is tall, shoulders level, deep inhale. On your exhale, twist around left. Right hand to the outside of the left knee or left thigh. Left hand behind the back. Pressing, getting that spine tall, easy breath. Inhaling, coming on back around. Good. Let the left leg go all the way out. Bring the right foot up high on the inside of the left thigh. So the sole of the right foot's pressed in. Take a deep inhale. And you're twisting around to the right side. Left hand to the outside of the right knee. That right knee is just about down to the earth. And you're looking over the back shoulder, breathing. At any time you like, inhale, come on back around. Get those feet into a diamond shape. Deep inhale. Drop it on down into oyster. Forward fold. Hands underneath the calves. And either palms into the earth or hands wrapped around the feet as you prefer. Inhale, withdraw and out of it. Rotate the knees to center. Extend those legs all the way out across the earth. Inhale, bring the arms way up into the sky. And exhale, come on down into a seated forward fold. You're pressing the backs of the legs into the earth. Heels out, toes back. And slowly withdraw, inhale, roll on up out of it. You can just walk on up the shins and thighs or bring the arms up to the sky and around. And as soon as we come down with it, we're going to re-enter. Here we go. Inhale, bring the arms way up to the sky. Be tall. And exhale, start to roll on down into your seated forward fold. Reaching out for the toes, heels out, toes back, or maybe touching the shins or knees or thighs. And you have two options how to get out of it. You may walk on up those shins and thighs, that's one option. And the other one is to extend forward, bring the arms forward, lift way up into the sky, getting that spine tall. And ultimately relax those hands by the sides. Let's work into bound ankle. Let's get the heels lined up in towards the tailbone. So the soles of the feet are touching. Toes lined up, soles of the feet. And heels are in towards the tailbone, coming into Bhadrasana or bound ankle pose. You can have the hands wrapped around the feet if that's suitable for you. Be tall, shoulders low, chin level. And then let's rotate those knees into center, hands around the shins or arms around the shins, and soles of the feet off the mat, coming into a nice floating position, just gentle, gentle. If the heels need to touch the earth, that's okay. Eyes closed, just being nice and buoyant, calm, steady. Those heels down into the earth, and let's extend those legs all the way out in front, and let's have those heels out towards the front edge of the mat. We're going to come back into a supine position, so make sure you're pretty much centered on your mat from front to back, but we will do a pit stop before going into supine, so hold up on that one. Now let's walk back onto those elbows, back. And so you're supporting the elbows are basically below the shoulders. And then the hips are down and you lift up through the navel point and you kind of rock from glute to glute. You open up that low spine and lift on up to the heart and then ultimately drop the head back, chin to the sky. And then chin back towards the sternum, and then slowly just lower your whole physical being back into the earth. And let's ease into it into a T-shape with the arm. So you're just lying back into the earth, palms to the sky, arms in a T. And just give you some time to breathe, to relax, to find a nice, quiet, sanctified place. bring the knees over the navel and push the legs up into the sky. Press out through the soles of the feet. So the soles of the feet press to the stars, heels out, toes back. And then gently bending those knees, land the soles of the feet into the earth, hands by the sides, and then press and raise with the hips. So the knees are stacked over the ankles. You're coming into supported bridge pose. Knees are beautifully stacked over the ankles, thighs in parallel form, navel up, head and shoulders into the earth. And then slowly relax those glutes back down into the earth. Bring the knees over the navel, hands around the shins, head up to the knees. Nice tight ball known as Utsat Mudra. Cleanse and purify, all the air expelled. And at your own pace, inhale back out to a fully lengthened position. Legs out straight across your yoga mat. Arms out into a T. Now let's bend the right knee, right foot into the earth. Bring that left ankle on that right thigh. Take a deep inhale, exhale, bring that knee up towards you, and with carrying that left ankle with it, and then reach the arms to the shin. Left hand can go through the thighs, or in between the two thighs, reaching for that shin. And head up to the crossed over ankle. And then inhale, releasing that foot down. And let's bring that right ankle across the left thigh, left knee towards you. Reach for the shin, right hand can go between the thighs to reach there. Both hands reach to the same spot. Head to that crossed over ankle, yep. And on the inhale, gently return back down. And extend those limbs out all the way across the earth, arms out away from the hips, palms facing towards the sky. And then on the exhale, bring the knees over the belly. And you may either wrap the hands around the shins, you may pull the knees wide, rock side to side. You may circle those knees over the navel. You see what's a good spot for you. Okay, we're just slowly winding down here. Okay. And then ultimately extend those limbs all the way out across the earth. Lying back into the mat, arms about 5-6 inches from the hips, palms facing toward the sky. It's a time to breathe, to soak up the vastness of life, to rest perfectly into the earth. Soaking up all the sweat. sweetness and charm of the cosmos. Just giving yourself a full rest, where the muscles are disengaged, the mind is relaxed, spiritual body is awakened. Four or five more long, slow breaths. Start to wiggle the toes, move the fingers very gently, getting those knees up to the sky, soles of the feet into the earth. Good, one arm high to the sky, back overhead, and whatever arm that was, you just rotate to that side, finding yourself in a lateral position, ankles, knees, hips, and shoulders stacked. And then press with the free hand, push yourself up to seated, cross and legs. You take your time getting there and you just work into it so you're sitting nice and tall. Hands may be in the lap or hands on the knees, palms facing upwards or down. See what's good for you. Soaking up all the beauty of your practice. On the next inhale, draw those hands together, palms touching, thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, honoring that mental realm and that launching point in towards a spiritual place. Drawing those hands down to heart center, making that connection with each and every human heart. Internally, we say namaskar.